This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal and Assam beginning today. On the first day of his visit, Prime Minister will flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati Kamakhya at Malda Town Railway Station and Guwahati Kamakhya Howrah virtually. He will also lay the foundation stone of multiple rail and road infrastructure projects worth more than 3,250 crore rupees in a public function at Malda, West Bengal. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of four major railway projects in West Bengal. Prime Minister will further virtually flag off four new Amrit Bharat Express trains in Malda. Later in the evening, he will participate in the Bagarumba Dvoho 2026, a historic cultural event celebrating the rich heritage of the Bodo community in Guwahati, Assam. On the second day of his visit, Mr. Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees in Kaliabur, Assam. On the same day, Prime Minister will visit Singur, Hooghly in West Bengal, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and launch various development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees. Prime Minister will flag off three Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kolkata to other states on the same day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is looking forward to being among the people of Malda and neighbouring areas during the BJP rally today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every passing day, some or the other instance of Trinamool Congress misrule comes to the fore. He added that West Bengal is fed up with TMC and is also to reject them. Mr. Modi said that the people of the state want a development-oriented BJP government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Startup India program is not just a scheme, but a rainbow vision that connects diverse sectors with new opportunities. Addressing an event marking a decade of Startup India on National Startup Day in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said the Startup India mission has become a revolution in just 10 years, fostering a new culture across the country. The Prime Minister said courage is essential for enterprise, praising the youth for taking risks, and noted that risk-taking, once discouraged, is now respected in the country. The Prime Minister also lauded the role of women in the startup ecosystem, noting that over 45% of recognized startups in India have at least one female director or partner.
45% se jyada recognized startups mein kam se kam ek mahila director ya partner hai. Women led startup funding ke mamle mein Bharat duniya ka dusra sabse bada ecosystem ban chuka hai. Startups ka ye inclusive momentum Bharat ke samarthya ko aur badha raha hai.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also visited the exhibition area at the event and interacted with the exhibitors. Breaching the bastion of the Thackeray family, the alliance of BJP and Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena secured a clear majority in the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation BMC elections by backing 118 out of 227 seats. The BJP won 89 seats, while the Shinde-led Sena secured 29. The alliance thus crossed the halfway mark of 114 needed to control the country's richest civic body. The Shiv Sena, UDT, MNS, NCP, SP alliance managed to win 72 seats. The undivided Shiv Sena had ruled the civic body for 25 years since 1997. The Shiv Sena UDT led by Uddhav Thackeray won 65 seats, and among other parties, the Congress won 24 seats, AIMIM 8, Ajit Pawar led NCP 3 and the Samajwadi Party 2. Two independent candidates also won in the high-stakes election held after a nine-year gap. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 32 runs at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 183 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Gujarat Giants could manage to score 150 for 10 in 18.5 overs. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 182 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.